Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to hit the mailbag because this first email sort of sets the tone for the type of information I want to talk about today. You know, as we live in these lives of quiet desperation, and we then one day wake up and we say, let's go do something. Now we're going to go out there and find real estate, which is what I did, and the real estate was able to make me a lot of money. It was able to make enough money for me to retire at 34 years of age. It went on to make me more money each year for the rest of my life. And the reason it did is because I just kept buying more real estate, and eventually I'd sell some of the smaller stuff and buy a little bit larger stuff. And I kept rotating my portfolio out to where I got to. I have a pretty nice portfolio right now. Very easy to manage, something, you know, I own stuff that I like owning, and it's given me a very comfortable lifestyle for the last, 35 years since I retired. So it's great. But now you're in that boat. Now you're sitting there and you're out, striking out, looking, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And one of the things I have to tell you is, unfortunately, this is the sad part, is there's people out there trying to mess you up. They're literally trying to destroy your business process before you even get it started. Who are these people? Well, interestingly enough, their names are called brokers. Why are they called brokers? Because after you're done with them, most times you're broker. What kind of brokers are there? There are real estate sales brokers, and there are real estate mortgage sales brokers, both of which are conspiring to get you to pay more than you're willing to pay or should be willing. In fact, I stated that wrong. Not more than you're willing, more than you should pay to buy a piece of real estate. Why are they against you? See, what did I do to these guys? Well, the answer is simply this, is that they were hired by the seller of the real estate. And so the seller is the stimulus to the entire transaction. A real estate broker makes no money until someone decides to sell something. I mean, they're useless. They just sit there. And they know that. So they are constantly going around telling people that their properties are worth more than what they're really worth. I said, well, Del, why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Because if they don't tell them that it's worth more, then they won't get the listing. In other words, most people owning real estate are not in the I want to sell mode. Some are, but they're in the I'm going to lose it in foreclosure mode. And they're very motivated sellers. But the rest of the people out there are like, you know, I could sell this smaller one, go larger, or, you know, maybe I'm ready to get out of real estate, but I don't know if I can get my money out of it. You know what I mean? If I can take the profit, I'll take a profit. No one ever turns down a profit. Let me go ahead and sell. But the problem is that they can't sell it unless they get more for it, or they maybe could sell it. They don't want to sell it unless they can get more for it. So now what comes in a broker, and a broker has nothing to do because until he's got something to sell, he has nothing to do. So he calls on people that own real estate. I get calls all the time, emails all the time, saying stuff like, I've got buyers that are looking to buy something like your property. Would you be willing to sell it? And then this, you know, if you respond, say, well, what kind of price can you get me? Then you say, well, I'd have to look at your financials, but pretty much this range. And what they're doing is they're giving the seller, potential seller is what I should say, they're giving the potential seller a range of prices that are unrealistic so that they could get him excited about selling. And then the process goes on where once they say, okay, I'll let you sell it if you can get me that price, now the broker goes out there and looks for buyers. At first, he's going to look for what we call the greater fool syndrome type buyer, which is somebody has no idea what they're doing, and then he goes out to them and says, hey, this is a great deal. This isn't even listed yet. I'm coming to you with a pocket deal, as if a pocket deal is something special. A pocket deal is not something special 99 times out of 100. They couldn't even get the listing on. that they're trying to convince you you should buy it before it hits the market. Well, the market, when the market is going up, might drive the price up. You might believe that's a positive thing. But the market right now is going down. So if they give it to the marketplace, if they open it up and let people bid, they're going to bid lower than what the seller wants. And that's either going to get the seller to lower his price, drive down his expectations after one, after another, tell him that his expectations are unrealistic. Either he lowers his expectation or he just takes it off the market altogether. Because remember, he never really wanted to sell it in the first place. The broker was telling him that he did. So this is the process that goes on, right? And it's one of the processes, but it's one of the most common processes that you're going to run into. When they come to you, the broker's got to try to give you the feeling that you're getting a deal. Even if you're not getting a deal, he's got to make you feel like you're getting a deal because that's how he gets you to take action. Because we're all wanting to buy. We're all in buyer's mode. I'm in buyer's mode all the time. But you're not really ready to buy until you find something that's a deal that you want to buy. Now, the problem in the last couple of years is that all of these different syndication trainers, have gone on and taught all these people that have no idea what they're doing how to buy properties through syndication. The problem is they never showed them what they should actually pay and or how they should operate them. So number one, when they see a property is not operating correctly, they think they can fix it, even though they have no idea how to fix it. And number two, they don't understand how far gone that property is. And so they're willing to overpay for stuff. If something's working good, then they hit him with something like, well, you know, there's upside potential in this thing. And they try to sell you all kinds of upside potential that isn't really there. Or maybe it is. But in most cases, it's not. That's what they're trying to sell you. Well, a individual wrote me an email that brought up one of these different sales techniques. I wanted to share it with you today because I thought it was really interesting. It says, Dale, several times I heard you say that a change in language is evidence of a change of market conditions. Here's the term I've started to hear a lot lately from many podcasts that I listen to. But have you heard this one in Lifestyles? We are buying these properties below replacement costs. He goes on and says, I have heard this from outside syndications talking about how great their acquisition was. The assumption is that they are buying the practically brand new stuff that is priced well below the cost of current construction, implying the purchase is clearly a slam dunk win. As a car guy, everyone knows once you drive it off the lot, the price goes down. Buying a 1 month old car below a brand new price is no duh, big deal. A few years ago, I know that existing product briefly sold below new construction costs, but that seems to be an abnormality. Or is it? My interpretation is nearly new products may be overhyped right now and may be headed for a decline in the short term. I will be willing to tell you that an apartment complex is never valued by what it costs to replace it. A brand new apartment complex, even that's just recently built, is valued at what its net operating income is divided by a cap rate. So in this situation, this term, this statement, we're buying below replacement, means nothing because you're not going to replace the property. You can't replace the location. You can't replace the age of the property, right? You're not replacing anything. You're not buying a brand new property. You're buying something that's been depreciated and is maximally worth less than replacement costs. Of course you're buying it. If you weren't buying it below replacement costs, why wouldn't you go ahead and buy a brand new one at replacement costs? Doesn't make any sense, right? This is just another one of these scams that these people are running on you to put you in a situation to make bad decisions. So it really has nothing to do with what it would cost to rebuild it. There's no value attachment to it at all. It doesn't mean a thing, right? The next one is where they get you is they try to get you to believe a property is a higher classification than it really is. So there's A class real estate, B class real estate, C class real estate, and no class at all, which is D-class real estate. They will never admit that something's a D, ever. In the 35 years I've been helping people with the thousands of apartment complexes we've purchased, we've never purchased a Class D. Now, having said that, we own hundreds of them. How can that be, Del? Well, the bottom line is no one would ever admit that they had a Class D property. They're always trying to sell you something and tell you it's a C. Oh, it's a tired C. It's a worn-out C. It's a C that needs some attention, blah, 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 blah. But the difference is there are different cap rates associated to A, B, C, and D. The higher the property value, the lower the cap rate. In other words, in the real world, somebody should be willing to pay more to buy an expensive brand-new property, even though it has the same income as a low-class old property. They should be willing to pay more for the same amount of income. And by paying more, they are lowering their rate of return. So a Class A property should make about 5% rate of return if done correctly. I've seen Class A sold for 4 cap rates, meaning if you bought the property cash, the property would only make a 4% return for the investors. I've seen them bought at 3% cap rates. One of the scams that are out there is the syndicators, especially the big national syndicators, and especially the YouTube syndicators you see, including the biggest name guy out there. What they try to tell you is the larger the property you buy, the newer the property you buy, the more expensive the property you buy, the better your rate of return is going to be. And it's actually exactly the opposite of that. The larger and the newer the property you buy, the lower the rate of return. It's proven by something called cap rates. It's proven by reality. And so many of these people go out there and buy these huge properties and convince you it's what to do for this reason alone. They get paid on fees. The larger the deal is, the more expensive the deal is, the higher the fees they make. So they get a location fee, an acquisition fee, a loan origination fee. They get a management fee. They get an asset management fee. They get a refinance fee. They have a funny name for refinancing, something like reallocation of funds fee or something, just crazy stuff. Then they have a, when they sell it, they have, of course, the exiting fees. And throughout all of that, they're taking their overrides of the profits and so on and so forth. It's just terrible. It really is. These guys are making billions of dollars. Some of them only millions, some tens of millions. And, you know, the one guy on radio or on YouTube, you see all the time, he says he's a billionaire now. Well, he's done that by buying all this stuff at astronomical prices. And right now, from the people I know that are inside of his organization, I've had it said to me in private that he's underwater on these properties. He bought them at the highest price at the peak of the market, and now they're not worth what he paid for them. Now, luckily for him, he doesn't have to sell them because he's in a position he can hold on to them. He's got a lot of cash flow. He paid cash for some of them, so there's not as much debt to overcome. He's got himself in not a bad position, probably. And I say probably because I don't know all the facts. But I know that what people are saying that have sold him his properties, the people that know they're in these properties, they're not worth what they paid for them. So what does that mean to you and me? It doesn't mean anything to us. Whatever he does is for him to do, and it doesn't hurt you and I unless you invested with him. And what I'm trying to share with you is, guys, if you came to me and I'm mentoring you, I didn't make lots of money by taking fees from other people. I made lots of money by buying real estate deals and making the real estate deals make me money. Completely different animal than figuring out how to make money by grinding out and delivering fees to myself. And so I have something to teach you that you're not going to find anywhere else. And that is, there's just not a lot of us old real estate investors around anymore that actually know how to make money with real estate. There's a lot of guys that know how to raise capital. There's a lot of guys that know how to do syndications. Not a lot of people that know how to actually do real estate and make money doing it. So you can get to me if you want to get to me. First of all, you can email me anytime you want here at askdell@luinc.com. I do respond to your emails if you're interested. You can go to my website and sign up. There's a free workshop you can take if you like something like that to get you more familiar with us, who we are and what we do. You can sign up for classes with me. It's very inexpensive, like $297. You can get a year's membership and come to live classes with me. I have another one coming up here. What is this? April, May, middle of May, I'm going to do a class. So you can do that. Whatever it takes to get you to look into this stuff. Now, before you actually start buying these incredible deals, I'm going to want to have taught you some things. You need to understand how this works. It's okay. You come to class. I have a two-day class you can come to. And in 2 days, I can get you up on your feet and going until you're ready to go. Right? But we have to look out for these. Now, one of the big fallacies of brokers threw out there for the longest time was that instead of there being A, B, C, and D, they just told everybody, all the brokers and mortgage brokers got together and came up with this scam. You go, Dell, how do these guys collaborate and all of them learn the same scam at the same time? I think what happens is one or two of them start using it. It works pretty well to convince people to do stupid stuff. And then the next broker goes, wow, that was a pretty slick thing to say. So he starts saying it. Then pretty soon everybody at that firm starts saying it. Then pretty soon somebody else hears of that from another firm and they spread it to their firm. And in no time at all, the mortgage brokers are saying it. The mortgage brokers are spreading it to the next real estate firm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the one that probably destroyed more people's lives and life savings than anything I've ever heard. And that was, there is no such thing as A, B, C, and D anymore. There's just A and all the rest. When we come back, I'm going to explain what they mean by that and show you how to not fall into that trap. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
What if you had a plan to build income outside your job? At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how people are investing in real estate to grow their income and make smarter financial choices one property at a time. Right now, join us for just $297. That's a savings of $443 off our real estate education program. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag and we're discussing the topic that someone brought up right away, which was broker speak. What does that mean? It's the things brokers say that are not true to try to get you to make terrible purchases, to overpay for property. The one we were talking about as we went to break was where they completely eliminated the concept of A-class, B-class, C-class, and D-class properties, right? And they said all there really is A-class and everything else. And what they're calling everything else, the verbiage that changed this whole thing around, was something called work-class housing. Working class housing, something like that. So what it means is that there are those rich people that live in Class A apartments than everybody else. Now, why did they do that? Because they wanted to be able to sell you Class C and Class D properties. Properties 50, 60, 70 years old. They wanted to be able to sell you those properties at Class B prices, sometimes even Class A prices, at rates of return as low as 5% on stuff that you should be getting paid 10 or 20% to buy. I mean, it's just garbage stuff, and they're telling you they want you to buy it at 5%. Millions of investors did, and millions of investors have lost their money in the last 3 years. Also, they wanted to be able to take Class A's from getting paid a 5% return to buying them at a price so high that they only produced a 3% return. I know it's a hard, it's impossible to believe people would actually buy real estate that only earned 3%, but they did it all day long, including the big name guys out there. They've all done it. So they want Class A's to go for 3-4% return, and then Class B's, which should have been 6 or 7% returns, they wanted them to be 4, 5, and 4% returns. So you were seeing stuff that was Class B selling for way over what a Class A used to sell for 10 years before that or 5 years before that. And then they took the C's and the D's and they just dumped them in, and they were selling them at 7 cap rates all day long when they should have been 8, 9, and 10 cap rates. In fact, some of them, they even got people to pay 5 cap rates for Class C and D properties. Ungodly ripoffs. I mean, unbelievable. In fact, what would happen then, I'll just give an example. We'd go buy a property. I'm just going to make up numbers. We'd buy a property that should have been worth $5 million. It should have been a 10 cap rate, and you should have been able to bought it for $5 million. But they sold it at a 5 cap rate, twice the price. Half the rate of return means twice the price. So you double the price, and now you buy it for $10 million. The bank goes, well, we don't really like this property. We're not going to lend you 80, 90% on it because we feel like it's a little overpriced, but they won't tell you it's overpriced. They'll just tell you that we feel that you should have some more skin in the game, so we're only going to lend you, let's say, 70% of this. Eventually, the deals got so expensive they wouldn't even lend 70. They're only lending 60%, and then only 50%. In other words, they're telling you, you're paying $15 million for this. We think it's worth $5 million. We're only going to lend you 50% of the money because it's just an insane purchase. But even so, with the 70%, we'll go back to that. So we buy it, you buy it at $10 million. They give you a loan at $7 million. Now, you want to know what's happening right now? Those people have gone broke. They couldn't operate the property at $7 million worth of debt, and so the banks are taking them back. The banks are then coming to us now and saying, we'll let you have this for nothing down. You just take over the $7 million debt, and we'll let you have the property with nothing down. But you do have to bring in all the back taxes because the taxes haven't been paid for 2 or 3 years. And you're going to have to bring in the money to rehab 50% of the units because they haven't been rehabbed and the place is vacant. You're going to have to do all the marketing and eat all the negative cash flow until you get this thing back together. And, oh, by the way, we want you to give us all that money. We'll put it in escrow to make sure you don't waste it. And it's there. Well, what they've done is they've just bought themselves out of this bad deal they put themselves into and put you back into the same bad place that the original buyer was at, which was paying too much. So in a deal like that, you have to go back to the facts and go, the property's only worth $5 million. They have a $7 million loan. There's no way you can buy it by assuming a $7 million loan. You need to buy it for $5 million and get a $3 million loan. That's what needs to happen, right? Or in our case, many of the times what we'll do is we'll say, well, look, we're not even going to give you $5 million. We'll give you $4 million, but we'll pay cash. And we have no debt on it then. And in that situation, we'll make a killing on it because, you know, we buy it for $4 million. And it's really worth $5 million, and so we made $1 million right out of the blocks with the deal. But we've got to do work, and so when we spend the million, right, to get it, now it's worth $5 million. Now we've got to go in there and figure out how to make it worth more than $5 million. So in many cases, like the other day we did one like this, we offered them $2 million. You know, they said, well, why? So because if I give you $2 million, and then I put another $2 million of back taxes and rehab and a negative carry and turn this thing around, we'll own it for $4 million. Then it'd be worth $5 million, the $5 million that it was originally worth when you guys loaned it $7 million on it when it was really only worth $5 million. And so we're willing to do that. And you know, that won't happen very often. But I've done many of them in my life. I think I've done maybe 5 deals like that. I'm just making up a number. And various degrees of the bank taking a loss at closing. They're out there. We've done them. They happen. Now, there are deals that are closer and closer to reality and farther and farther and farther apart from reality. There's all kinds of stuff out there. No one deal is typical of how this stuff works. It's another reason why you want mentoring. I've been doing this for 36 years. I've seen everything. 50,000 clients have passed through my doors of my office, and they've all bought stuff. I mean, well, not every one of them bought stuff, but all that time, they've been buying things. And I've seen just about every kind of scam out there, just about every bad deal out there. I've seen it all. And so when you come here and you're working with me, you're picking up the age and wisdom that comes with 36 years of doing this. Yeah, Dell, but you're old. I go, of course I'm old. How do you get wisdom? You get wisdom by going out there and doing it. In fact, you get more wisdom the more you do. And because I've helped so many people, I've seen so many different things happen and occur that I have way more wisdom than the average person. That's what's important about this thing. So we want to get you in here and start teaching you the basics. And then we want to hold your hand, so to speak, as you go out there and do this stuff so that you don't let these people talk you into paying too much. Because remember, they're all against you. You're out there alone. If you have me and my mentors with you, we're talking with you against them. Now you say, well, you know, is it all against? You know, against is probably too harsh of a word. We're negotiating against them. But they are definitely negotiating against us and you, the buyer, wanting to take you down. Because remember, this whole thing started with this premise. The seller pays the commission in real estate commissions on a commercial deal. So who are they working for? Who is the broker working for? The broker is working for the seller. The mortgage broker is working for the seller because if the deal doesn't get done, the mortgage broker isn't going to get a commission. They're not going to get a loan. So he's tied to the necessity of the seller getting at least enough to make the sale go through. But the mortgage broker is really working for the banks. That's what they're really working for. And the banks are saying, we're only going to lend you the amount of money that we feel comfortable that we can make a profit from you. And if you mess up, we're still going to come out okay. You can lose everything, but we don't want to lose anything. So we're going to lend you the amount of money that on this deal, if you messed up, you will lose literally everything you have in the deal. You will go broke, lose your life savings. But we won't. So, guys, you're going to need help against stuff like that. Now, on the other side, you buy them. You've heard me for 30 years doing radio shows tell you, we make a ton of money, but it's when we do it correctly. One of the things that I teach people all the time is this: you can't overcome paying too much. Just can't. If you pay too much, you've lost money the day you bought it. You're never going to overcome that. You never recoup that loss. All right, let's see how much time we got left here. Just found out that we set this up the other day, and I thought it was kind of interesting. One of the things that we talk to people about when you start thinking about retiring, you go, what number? What do I need per month to be able to retire? And, you know, all my teachings are, it's not about how much money you have, it's about how much passive income you can create. So they put together this AI program that you can hook up with. And go to freedomnumberquiz.com. That's freedomnumberquiz.com. It will take you through, it's an AI program, it will take you through a series of questions. Don't worry, we're not accumulating the questions to get secrets about you. It's just the questions are necessary to come up with the AI's attempt to figure out what your number is that you can retire on. Then you at least got some place to start. You've got an idea, okay, I need $5,000 a month to retire, or I need $10,000 a month, or I'm a $20,000 a month guy. Whatever it is, you need to start with that number. And by the way, then I can show you, and we can talk about different ways where we can get that number under control, either by bringing your passive stream of income up to that number or by bringing your needs down without lowering the quality of your lifestyle. In other words, there's a lot of stuff in life, and I find it all the time, that it's just a waste that once you're not working anymore, you don't need. It's really amazing stuff that you don't really need. But it doesn't matter. The reality is what we're trying to do is get to that passive stream number. And the starting point is to figure out what that number needs to be. So go to this thing called freedomnumberquiz.com. It's going to be an AI program asking you to fill out some information, and it will immediately kick you back what your freedom number is. So go to freedomnumberquiz.com. please try it. And after you try it, if you got any comments, good, bad, ugly, whatever, email me at AskDell, that's A-S-K-D-E-L, AskDell at LUINC.com. That's AskDell at LUINC.com. And give me your comments. You know, go, hey, it's hokey pokey, it didn't make any sense, I don't like it, whatever. Or good stuff, hey, that let me, it cleared up for me where I need to start. And then if you have the number, then we can start the conversation. You know, you can call, email me at AskDell. We can start the conversation about, so how do I get there? And remember this, the AI program is taking and internalizing all that data and coming up with a number for you. All right, this stuff's amazing. I mean, we're using AI for everything nowadays. But what I want to bring up next is that when you work with me, I'm not looking at that AI data because we're scrubbing the AI data. We're not keeping it. We don't want there to be secret stuff about people all over the place. So just as soon as the AI data figures you out and you go through the series of questions, you go through the tests, they send you emails about, okay, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? You know, and when you've gotten to the end of either making the decision that real estate isn't for you or real estate is for you at that point, then AI is just going to let you go. The only thing it may keep your email address unless there's a thing on there you can check. Please don't email me anymore. You know, take me out of the cycle or whatever. But the bottom line is I want you to go for this. I want to see if you guys think it's interesting to know what the number is. I knew what my number was when I retired. Mine was only $3,500 a month because that's what I was making. That's what I was taking home. I was making about $5,000-$6,000 a month, but I was only taking home $3,500 a month. So because real estate income is tax-free when done correctly, I didn't need to make any more than $3,500 a month. Now, you need to have some kind of idea what the number is for you that you can get by with living on. Once you have that, then we can start developing the investment portfolio that will get you there. But first you have to know. By the way, for the rest of you who just already know you want to do this stuff, you've been sitting there putting it off forever because, you know, you listen to me. Some of you listen to me for 6 weeks. Some of you listen to me for 6 months. Some of you even listen to me for 6 years before you decide to take action. And if that's the case, if you're one of those and you woke up today and today was the day, hey, sometimes the world has to slap you in the face or kick you in the you-know-where to get you to go. And if you happen to have got that slap or that kick today and you're ready to start making changes, just go to text the word radio to 88007 and it'll get you into our system and you can start getting to work with me. If you're sitting on the edge and you're about ready to jump off the edge of a building, text me or email me at AskDell at LUINC.com. See if I can talk you off that ledge. I've talked a lot of people off the ledge in my lifetime. And I've had people talk me off the ledge. So don't, you know, I'm not special. We're all the same. We all get to that day and we go, man, how did I let these things accumulate in my life? I don't really want them there. They're there. I'm putting up with them. I'm pushing the rock up the hill every day. Why am I doing that? I don't want to do that. How do I get out from under it? And in your mind, you go, if I stop pushing, the rock rolls me over and I'm dead. Right? I know that's the feeling. I've had that feeling before in my life. If I stop pushing, it's over. I'm dead. It all blows up. The rock kills me and I'm done. You know, it's like you're running from a tiger or a lion. And you know, if I stop running, it's going to eat me. I just got to keep running. You go, where are you running to? I don't really know. I have no place to go. I know I can't eventually outrun the lion or the tiger. Eventually, it's going to get me. You know that. Eventually, old age is going to get you. Here I am at 70 years of age, and you're looking at me. You go, wow, I've seen pictures of you when you were Mr. Texas. Different look. Yep, that was 25. Now I'm 70. The tiger is going to get you someday. You've got to get going. And if you don't get out from in front of it, if you don't find a safe place to pull off to the side and plant your flag and create your passive streams of income, you're just going to be running the rest of your life, man. And someday it will catch you. Just a matter of time. I had an interesting one the other day. My wife's Porsche wouldn't start. The battery was dead. So I pull out my trusty, gigantic jumper battery that I bought. You know, used car dealers have these to go out and start cars that are dead in the parking lot. I mean, it should start anything. Didn't start a car. Wow. Couldn't figure that one out until I put two jumpers on there, and it worked. Sometimes you're going to need a second job. Text the word radio to 88007. Let's start working together now. And the rest of you, remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.